Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Lok Sabha today passed the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill. The bill aims to increase the number of judges of the Apex Court from the present 33 to 37, excluding the Chief Justice of India. In May this year, President Draupadi Murmu had promulgated an ordinance in this regard. Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill. He said under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the mantra of reform, perform and transform is being effectively implemented. The minister said that the bill is an important step in that ongoing reform process within the judicial sector. Earlier, the Lok Sabha was adjourned several times today amid protests by opposition parties over several issues. When the Lok Sabha began its proceedings at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla congratulated athletes for their outstanding performance at the 23rd Commonwealth Games at Glasgow. After that, Mr. Birla tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members raised the issue of alleged police action during the students' protest. Rajya Sabha has passed the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises MSME Development Amendment Bill 2026. The bill aims to further amend the MSME Development Act 2006. It aims to address payment delays and simplify dispute resolution. After passing the bill, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The BJP has retained the Manjalpur Assembly seat in Gujarat's Vadodara district, with its candidate Satendra Bhai Patel defeating Congress nominee Bhika Bhai Rabari by over 30,000 votes in the by-election. Congress has retained the Datia Assembly seat in Madhya Pradesh, with the party candidate Ghanshyam Singh defeating his nearest rival, Ashutosh Tiwari of the BJP, by over 6,000 votes in by-poll. In Bihar's Bankipur Assembly constituency, Jan Suraj Party candidate Prashant Kishore has defeated BJP's Neeraj Kumar Sinha by over 19,000 votes. Voting for the by-polls to the three constituencies was held on the 30th of last month. Supreme Court today clarified that the Delhi government and various state governments are free to close or withdraw FIRs registered against protesters involved in the recent student protest at Delhi's Jantar Mantar and elsewhere in the country. A three-judge bench led by Chief Justice Suryakant explained that its 28th of July order permitting the prosecution of protesters with criminal antecedents was intended to apply only to those accused of grave and heinous offences. Indian Railways recorded growth of 9% in freight loading in July this year as compared to the corresponding month last year. It loaded 141.3 million tons of freight during July 2026 compared to 129.7 million tons in July last year. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, today launched the revamped version of TRAI My Call, a mobile application that enables telecom consumers to directly assess and report the voice calling experience. TRAI My Call is a citizen-centric digital platform that empowers telecom consumers to share real-time feedback on their voice calling experience along with relevant network parameters. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met Uzbekistan's Minister of Investment, Industry and Trade, Laziz Khudratov, in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that during the meeting, they had productive discussions on further strengthening the India-Uzbekistan strategic partnership by enhancing cooperation in trade, investment, digital technologies and manufacturing. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed the need for greater integration between the military and civilian wings of the Ministry of Defence to strengthen the country's defence ecosystem. Addressing the 85th Armed Forces Headquarters Civilian Services Day celebrations in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh emphasised that this will effectively address evolving security and technological challenges. The situation in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir worsened overnight as protesters refused to disperse and security forces opened fire on demonstrators. Many women and children have remained at the protest site for the past 50 days. People from across POJK have joined the agitation, which is now spreading rapidly across the region. And Iran said today that there were no talks underway with the U.S. and no plans for any meetings, contradicting U.S. President Donald Trump, who had said that negotiations with Iran through intermediaries are scheduled to take place today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.